And now the wonderful Sylvia Kent never fails to disappoint me because she's bought in The Last of the Strawberry Jam. That sounds like a great name for a book, actually, doesn't it?
It does.
Sounds like a fantastic book. And now I'm joined by my guest today in the studio. It's the fantastic author, journalist, writer. She's done so much in all the time she's been writing. She's got a great blog, sylviakent.blogspot.com, where you can find out more. And she comes in every month, and it's been for about 2.5 months, it's been like 3 years.
We're going into 3rd year.
I know, yes. With the book club, and it's March's book club, and it's also very special because, as you know, I've had loads of guest authors in the studio over the last couple of weeks because it's the Essex Book Festival as well, which is going great guns. And we've also got in the studio as well Shona Ford. Now, Shona was originally connected to Essex Book Festival via the Dorothy L. Sayers Society, that's a deal at SS, and is now the chair of the society and works closely with the Essex Book Festival and Essex Library, especially at the Witham Library. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Lovely to see you. You look very, very similar.
What a compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, we'll start off with the Excelsior, because you've got books galore in front of you, and
yes.
We'll talk about more about the book festival. So what are you reading at the moment?
Yes, well, at the moment, we're the Billericay Reading Group. You know, we're meeting this afternoon, strangely enough. But we have a lovely list of books. The library system gets them. 15 of us sit there every month. The second Tuesday in the month. And I'm still reading Lady Audley's Secret.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes, by the Victorian writer.
And give a bit of background, because we were talking about that before on last month's book club. If you've missed it, because it sounds like a fantastic book, and it was written, obviously,
It's relevant today. 150 years ago, my goodness. But Mary Elizabeth Braddon is the author. And it's set, I love this, it's set against Ingatestone Hall, which we all know, because it's just up the road, isn't it? And I'm doing a feature for the Gazette about the place and Lord Peters, all the way back from 1500 and whatever. Yeah. So, and the other book we're reading, Tipping the Velvet, by Sarah Waters. And I think Sarah was probably one of our book festival people.
I'm not
Shona?
Sure.
I think she was.
Yes.
We've had so many.
Yes, indeed. It's difficult to keep track.
Yeah, it is. There's usually 60, 70 authors that appear all over Essex at different libraries and different venues. And today, of course, we'll be concentrating on that. But for the moment, yes, I finished The Long Song by Andrea Levy. Again, so much to read. And I'm currently writing a book, as you know. So I'm popping from one subject to the other, and poor old brain doesn't really get much of a rest. But I had to laugh because in Shona's book, Essex Book Festival brochure, she's called it Beware of the Book. And I would actually say that, because it's a drug, isn't it, Shona?
Oh, absolutely. I can't go anywhere without a book, something to read. I always have it. And in the car now,
in the car you listen.
I listen to books all the time.
Yes, it's
very satisfying.
Yes, love it. But so we'll be talking about the book festival, and Shona knows all about that, and the people who are appearing and have appeared already, because it's been going a week, isn't that so?
Yes, that's right.
Joanna Trollope opened
up.
Yes,
she was our launch event. She was really wonderful, and of course we were joined on that evening by Dave Monk from BBC
good
Essex.
Fun. He's good fun.
And the
thing about that evening was that Dave had read the book very carefully. He had strong views about some of the characters, good and bad.
Yes.
And what happened was there was this marvellous dialogue between him and Joanna that really engaged the audience. It wasn't a dull conversation and what did
sort
you
of
say?
Stand up really with Dave.
It was. It really went well. Yeah. And then the audience too having their opportunity to ask questions, and there were lots, of course.
Yes.
So it was a different launch event from what we usually have.
The introduction,
yes.
I kind of missed being at Chelmsford.
I know.
I've been going for 15 years or so.
Yes, absolutely.
In the morning.
Yes.
It's sometimes a bit difficult at night to get to some of these places.
I know. We've tried it out this year. Who knows? Next
something
year.
Something different.
We've, you know, you can't always stand still, and sometimes things crop up that mean that
you've got to keep going, haven't you?
And to have a big name like Joanna Trollope, who's written so many engaging novels, always with an issue, but yet, you know, can be, you can see them as quite light-hearted and frivolous if you want to, but there's always an issue there underneath.
And she's good fun as well.
And she's good fun, yes.
So, why don't you tell us a bit about...
Yeah, I was going to say, if you can let us, if we just, Shona, just to introduce you again, Shona Ford, you're connected to the Essex Book Festival, obviously, via the Dorothy, this is how it started, Dorothy L. Sayer Society.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about the society?
Yeah, the Dorothy L. Sayer Society started in Witham in 1976, and that was because Dorothy L. Sayer's the author, theologian, poet, and translator of Dante. She was a many-faceted and a brilliant woman who did not suffer fools gladly, I have to say. She lived in Witham for the last 30 years of her life, and my father was her doctor. Latterly, which is my sort of vicarious claim to fame. You know, my father knew, not Lloyd George, Dorothy L. Sayers. And in fact, after her husband died in 1950, for the last sort of decade of her life, my father was quite close to her in that he and she were both night owls, and he mentioned to her once how he went up the street quite often late in the evening to post letters, and he said, he remarked to her that he'd seen her light still on, you know, between 10 and 11 at night. And she said, oh, well, you should call in. I always make a pot of coffee around that time. And so it started happening that my father would occasionally call in. And, of course, my father calling on a woman at that time of night, a woman on her own, would not be remarked on because, after all, he was the local doctor. So it wouldn't have given rise to, shall we say, speculation or gossip. And she would brew the coffee, she would produce a magnum of Amontillado sherry, break open a new pack of 200 cigarettes, and they would sit, smoke, because in those days my father did, it was before the cancer reports came out, they'd smoke, they'd drink coffee, drink sherry, and talk. And my father said that she had such a brilliant brain, he didn't understand half of what she was saying. But he loved it. He really, really enjoyed it. And after she died, her the cottage she lived in, which was on the main street, fell into disrepair. And someone locally, Eileen Bushell, who was the founder of the Witham and Countryside Society, discovered they were intending to demolish the house. And basically Eileen said, over my dead body. And that was the start of the Witham and Countryside Society. They then organised a plaque to go on the house. And they invited the actor Ian Carmichael, who I'm sure lots of our listeners will remember very fondly, who had played Dorothy Sayers' Lord Peter Wimsey on television, invited him down to unveil the plaque. And it was Ian Carmichael who turned round after the ceremony and said, why isn't there a Dorothy L. Sayers Society? And that was in 1975. It started in 76. And we've been going ever since.
Ever since.
And we have, getting on for 500 members, including a very loyal following in the United States.
In Denver,
I'm sure in Denver. I haven't looked up the address list before I came here.
It's just
but
the
I'm
Denver
sure
lot usually listen to Michelle's programme.
Absolutely. Well, wonderful. Well, to those of you in Denver, I'm sure there are members there. If you want to get in touch with me, chair@sayers.org.uk. There are lots of people I could put you in touch with over in the States, and we come over and hold occasional conferences over there as well.
Oh,
so
excellent.
You know, we like to think of ourselves as a worldwide organization.
Excellent. Now, we're going to come back in a couple of minutes. I've just got to do some travel, and we're going to come back and we'll be talking about the Essex Book Festival. As I said, I've had so many writers in over the last few weeks. If you go to the webpage, it's all the wsphoenixfm.com, and look up Eat My Brunch, you can find all the interviews there. Right, 11:42, let's check out the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
com. And now the time is whizzing by, and it is the book club, a March book club, with the gloriously lovely and the jam making. She makes so many lovely food. It's been lovely food. Sylvia Ken is here, and also we have Shona Ford in the studio as well. Now, you were talking just before we went to the break about the Dorothy L. Sayers Society. So tell us all, because the book festival is just got so much going on. Tell us what's happening over the next couple of weeks.
Well, where do I start? The Essex Book Festival's now been going for about 15 years.
Yeah.
It was run splendidly by Essex Libraries for a dozen years, and in the last 3 years it's been an independent charity run by a board, of which I am the chair. That's all the background, but I want to acknowledge through that the fantastic work done by Essex Libraries in supporting us still, both with venues, staff and money.
Yeah.
And that's really important, because as I'm sure everybody knows who's listening, things like this don't happen without a certain amount of money to support and develop. So what's in the festival this year? Well, I've already been to 7 events.
Wow.
Last week it was very much focused on Colchester, and we didn't start with the launch event, because before that, excuse me, we had a family workshop, a book art, on Saturday the 2nd, and then on the Monday, before Joanna Trollope did the launch event, we had Philip Terry, Professor of Creative Writing at the University of Essex, talking about his new novel, Tapestry. Joanna Trollope was brilliant, absolutely marvellous. She's a real star, and she brought you know, life, energy, warmth to that launch event. And since then, we've had events all over the place. We've had things in Harlow, back in Colchester, and in Witham, we had the Dorothy Sayers lecture on Thursday. I won't go on say too much about that, except that it was a lovely event which was sold out.
Yeah.
On Friday, I went to there's a group of poets who've got together and put together an anthology based around the theme of conflict, and they had an evening to celebrate the publication of the anthology, beautifully produced, in Colchester at the Minories, and about 20 of the poets were actually there to read their own poems.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was something really special about that. Not all the poets live in Essex, but many, many of them do. So it was a real Essex event.
Yeah.
For the Essex Book Festival, in one particular corner of Essex. And then on Saturday night, I was in Rishall at the Agricultural College, because Joe Baker, author of Longbourn, which is this novel based around the servants in Pride and Prejudice. You know, what more spin-offs can we have from Pride and Prejudice? You know, it's Jane Austen a go-go this year, I think. Indeed, last year, Death Comes to Pemberley, or Came to Pemberley. And Jo was the most... She's a young woman. She's written several novels which sort of sold a few copies and then died, as she would agree, and now she's written this bestseller.
Yes.
And she was in the top 10 list for weeks, and she doesn't quite know how it's happened to her.
Yeah.
So what is wonderful, I think, about the book festival is the variety, and then getting hearing someone talking about their book and be able to ask them about it. It's that engaging with the reality.
That's what I like too.
And just to ask, if people want to find out, because we're coming to the close, we're just coming up nearly up to the news. If people want to find out where they can, you know, there is a booklet. You can pick the booklets up, can't you?
Every library.
Yes.
But you can also go on our website.
Yep.
www.essexbookfestival.org.uk, and all the details of the events. Though I have to say, I'm glad to say, quite a few events are sold out.
They are sold out. Yes.
And that's great news for us.
It is.
Great news.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for both coming into the studio today. It's gone very, very quickly. Yes. Thank you very much, The Jam. I'm very pleased with The Jam today.
The last of the strawberries.
It was absolutely, that jam was fantastic. Yes. And my mum had some, so it was lovely as well. Good, so thank you so much. So that's my guest in the studio. Don't forget, you'll be back next month.
Yes, I've got a surprise.